The clothing retailer The Gap took an unusual step today. The company posted a detailed report on its website about working conditions at the 3,000 factories that make its clothing. Years ago, The Gap responded to growing complaints about sweatshop conditions in its foreign plants by establishing a code of conduct for its contractors. The report released today lists the kinds of violations its inspectors found, and it explains what the company's trying to do to improve working conditions. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
The report is unusual because of the candid way in which it lays out the challenge of trying to improve working conditions in developing nations. Anne Gust, Gap's chief administrative and compliance officer, says most of the factories that offer to do work for her company are rejected on the first try.
When we go into new vendors around the world, 90% of them will fail the initial evaluation. It could be anywhere from just some health and safety issues like the fire extinguisher wasn't in the right place or something like that, up to much more serious issues, child labor or non-payment of wages and those kinds of issues.
The company works to bring factories into compliance and then inspects them.
Last year, we conducted 8,500 visits in approximately 3,000 factories.
If problems persist, the company terminates the contracts. The report does find problems. It says more than half the factories in sub-Saharan Africa lack safety equipment for machines, and up to a quarter in China, Taiwan, and Saipan use psychological coercion or verbal abuse. It also found that many workers don't have the right to organize unions. Dan Henkel, vice president of global compliance for Gap, says the company started by focusing on health and safety issues.
As we evolved, we were better at finding labor and wage types of issues. And then now where we need to evolve is to really be able to spot some of those harder to find problems like freedom of association and discrimination.
David Schilling of the Interfaith Center on Corporate Responsibility says this report is a major step forward. He says many companies are trying to monitor factories nowadays.
But the reporting of what's going on has been limited almost exclusively to a few paragraphs on a website. And that's not sufficient for investors to make decisions, for consumers to make decisions about whether a company is taking these issues seriously.
Adam Kanzer, director of shareholder advocacy at Domini Social Investments, agrees. His group has been pressuring The Gap for precisely this kind of information.
We were seeking some sort of way to quantitatively measure their success. Not just a bunch of anecdotal stories, some actual numbers. How do you really measure it? How do you say that this factory improved over the past year? Is it better than this other factory? Overall, what does your system look like?
Kanzer and Schilling say they are urging other companies to gather similar data and report it in similar detail.
So that we will get to the point where the whole industry is using a similar reporting format and we can actually compare apples to apples.
In the meantime, he and others are welcoming The Gap's candor in disclosing the bad along with the good. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.